You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Well, good morning, and a happy Friday, and a feel-good Friday, and a football Friday, and a baseball Friday, and a basketball Friday. A Kyrie Irving Friday. What else is going to... Kevin Durant Friday. I got a Patrick Ewing fired Friday. I got Braxton Berrios Friday. I've got an OBJ Friday. I've got a Geno Smith Friday.
How about a Patrick Kane and Mika Zibanejad Friday and a Brock Nelson Friday and a Timo Meyer Friday? How about that?
Let's not make a mockery of this. All right. CeeLo joins me today with Jerry Recco still in Chicago?
Good guess, yes.
For the Big Ten tournament. Did Rutgers play yesterday?
They did.
Did they lose?
They did not.
Oh.
Although most of the fan base or those that I follow.
Yeah.
In the first half, basically, the game's
that's what,
over.
I guess that's
Let's
what I was
saying. Let's just pack it up and go home. Now, in fairness, they shot horrendously in the first half, and then Michigan shot horrendously in the second half, and Rutgers ended up winning going away.
Is that right?
That is right. They got Purdue today at noon.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for Jerry.
Yeah.
Purdue.
Ask me how many play-by-play cuts we have in the system.
How many play-by-play cuts of Jerry Recco dropping dimes you got?
That'd be zero.
Zero?
Yeah. So I'll have to effort that.
I did see someone hit you up on Twitter say you got to get some of these classic Jerry drops.
Yeah. And that's why I was hoping when I came in today they would be there. But, you know.
No offense
to
Jerry.
We don't cut tape during the daytime around here in these parts anymore. And haven't for quite some time now.
No offense to Jerry, but who's listening to college basketball on the radio? Seriously.
Rutgers fans?
That would be one.
There you go.
College basketball fans, too.
Yes. That's
three.
Probably it.
People who... Like a nice little background noise.
Uh-huh. Or and people who went to WCBS at 80 looking for the news and ended up with... you know what? I'm not even certain that they had the game on their regular area. They may have. I don't know. That's you know, now that I think about it, I'm like, I'm just going to have to go back to the 880 logger and pull the...
We don't know
that they would have aired that game at noon yesterday.
Yeah, that's what's tough about... And this has been... Listen, this has been going on since as long as radio has been invented back in the 1980s. Back where they have like these play-by-play things on news stations.
Right.
Right?
Preempting so it's like the news.
Let me see what's going on in the news today. And you turn it on. It's for three. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Or baseball games on at night.
Yankees were on 880 for many years.
Yeah, that always throws me off. As
WABC before that.
If I was a news consumer but didn't like sports.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, CeeLo?
Yes. And then in the new era, if those who wanted their news... When the ball games were on, they would just stream the news
on
the app.
On the app, okay.
But if you're someone who's like an old school news person, you may not know how to stream. So.
I consume my news through AM radio only.
Yes, old school.
I'm old school.
Yeah.
I want 1010. I want to be able to kind of barely hear the news when I'm in my car.
Right. Scratchy. Go through an underpass. All of a sudden it cuts out. You're in the tunnel. No shot. Yeah.
We have this, I'm down the Jersey Shore and I'm in near the Belmar area.
Yes.
There is a radio station in Belmar called The Rat.
Yeah, I know The Rat.
Which, by the way, they stream on Odyssey.
After my sophomore year of college, I took a day trip around all of New Jersey with resumes and went to radio station after radio station just trying to get an internship. And I ended up getting one at 94.3 The Point in Jersey Shore. Yeah.
But The Rat is in the middle of downtown Belmar.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, just almost like it looks like a coffee shop, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But they've got this giant radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I dare you to try to get another radio station anywhere near there. I'll have, like, Tiki and Tierney on, and I'm cruising down. All of a sudden, it's like, like, wow, what is this pumping out to the neighbors down there?
Yeah.
My first job I got in Florida was at this radio station in Largo, Florida, which was like outside of Clearwater, Tampa, St. Pete area.
Largo.
Small.
Not to be confused with Key Largo, right?
It was not Key Largo.
Okay.
But it had the giant 50,000 watt tower in the backyard. And occasionally I would get calls from people going, your radio station's coming through my toaster. I'm like, I don't know how to stop that.
Sorry. Your problem,
not my problem.
What do
you think it's doing to my testicles right now? I'm sitting here for hours.
Oh, man. That's great. What is the rat air nowadays?
Rock. They're hard
still?
Rock.
No, they've never changed.
Never changed.
Okay, cool.
They never changed. But, yeah, they're streamed on Odyssey. I hear when they
how
go, stream us on the Odyssey app.
Very nice. They're in the family.
They're in the family, yeah. In the family. Not owned by Odyssey, but in the Odyssey family.
How does that work?
Well, I guess we have the streaming rights to them.
Okay. So then they're kind of, they're all right, I see, not owned.
We don't own them.
Just the streaming rights.
Okay. Just like they needed they're a small radio company. They need someone to help them stream. They're not going to build a big thing. They don't have that many radio stations.
Okay.
So they hop
paying
on board
Odyssey
us.
To use the app.
We put the rat on our back, yo. We took the rat and put him on our back.
Oh, man.
I think my friend Davey Mack does mornings there. He used to be a Ron and Fez producer. Ah. He came on after me, Ron and Fez.
How about that?
He was terrific.
Sure.
He was a terrific producer.
Yeah.
He was better than me.
Look at you.
I will say that straight up.
Nice of you to admit.
He did what I did and then took it to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just annoy the audience. He would, like, physically do stuff, like punishment on himself. I didn't do that stuff.
Punishment too. On himself?
Yeah, like he would do things that were physically hurtful
to him. So did you.
Him.
You got in the boxing ring multiple
times.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Yeah. Maybe I'm the
Come
best.
On.
Maybe I was the best then.
Maybe you set the standard for him to live up to when you left.
Correct.
There you go.
I was the Tom Green. He was Jackass.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I got you.
Okay. Now, what the hell, CeeLo, the hell is going... First of all, how did we miss this yesterday? This is what tells you, like, we feel like we get everything in the world, like, everything at a moment. It's the moment something happens, we see it and hear it. Blah, blah. Kyrie. Kyrie went on whatever Twitch is.
You don't know what Twitch
is?
I
do.
Okay.
I'm just for the older people listening. I like to pretend I'm with them. Kyrie went on Twitch after the game Tuesday night or Wednesday night? After the game Wednesday night. But no one knew anything about this.
Yeah, but do we have like a timestamp on this after the game? I mean,
well, that could be any time.
Could have been the wee. I mean, who the hell knows?
Could have been the wee hours
with
of the
this
morning.
Guy. Now I get it. We are here in the wee hours.
Yeah. So what? So he goes on Twitch, and to talk about fans and
what does he really go on Twitch
media?
To talk about these things? Doesn't he go on Twitch to play video games?
Yeah,
and then ultimately he starts just running his mouth.
Yeah. So. I mean, he's doing his usual Kyrie things. I mean,
Kyrie.
I didn't even hit play on this. I'll be honest with you. I saw it. I was like, I read some of the quotes. I'm like, I'm tired
I know.
Of him.
Marco was
tired.
Marco Belletti, of course, here, our nighttime anchor, who helps us with some of the gathering of sound clips through the night, said he went on a wild goose chase trying to find the full raw, because I guess a full raw version of the audio. Let me finish that sentence.
Yeah.
And I guess they put these Twitch things out in like little pieces at a time, but he was just like, I couldn't, after about 10 or 15 minutes, I just couldn't anymore. I felt like my head was going to explode.
Yeah. It's like, it's enough. What was the clip I heard at the update here
the
at the
update?
Top about batteries and cobalt?
Let me see. I can probably find.
Because didn't he shoot this on a phone, which has cobalt
probably.
In it?
I don't know.
People are starting to come around to know that, we get all the things we have, our batteries, our rechargeable batteries, like in our phones and our cars,
mm-hmm.
and come from, you need cobalt, which is mined in the jungles somewhere, and it's very hurtful to the people who are doing the mining of the cobalt.
Okay.
So all these do-gooders that go on social media and go talking about saving the planet and people being offended by words, and then meanwhile they're shooting all these videos on their cobalt phones that are killing people. Myself included.
I was half listening
phone.
To you. So I'm wrong in this case.
All
you're right. So normally I think he's doing the video game thing on Twitch, but this...
This he just went to Twitch and was just like, let's go.
Huh.
It is cool, too, to be so popular that no matter where you decide to say something crazy, we'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Well, but to your point...
Took a while. You're right.
I didn't hear anything about this. Even like when I got home and took a nap yesterday at 1 o'clock, this was... not on my radar at all.
I guess, yeah, that's true. You're right. If this was done on Twitter, Instagram, or somewhere else, we would have seen it sooner.
But then how does that work? Because it's a live stream thing, no?
Everything that's live streamed then gets put up.
Archived somewhere?
Yeah. Like the Chris Rock special that was on Netflix. That was live.
Right. Now you can put that up.
And by the way, I read something very disheartening about that.
Okay.
So in the Chris Rock special, live streamed, he screwed up a joke about Will Smith.
Yes.
He screwed it up.
Right.
And he admitted he screwed it up. You know they've edited that out to now if you go to watch it, it's not even in there?
Brutal.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Put it in there. That's part of.
Gotta take accountability. Own your mistakes.
And
well,
plus,
he did, but.
We like to see warts sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I love when a band I love is playing live and they screw a song up.
We like
don't
to
edit
see
it out.
But then we mock relentlessly. So maybe
correct.
That's why they.
We do mock relentlessly.
Yeah.
All right. So he goes on Twitch. He's yelling about everything, the fans. He says, "You don't know me." I'm paraphrasing here. You see
Marco
me?
Told me he was smoking a tree.
Smoking a tree.
I don't know if that was true or not. But
all right. Says, yeah, you see me. You know me from 3 hours of a game. You don't know what's going on my other 21 hours in the day.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm a cancer in the locker room as if basketball is an individual sport. There's 15 guys on the team, and I'm portrayed as the cancer.
Okay.
He also was upset with gambling and sports betting. Says it's taken the purity away from the fun of the game. And he also said there's a difference between being a diehard fan like Mr. Evan Roberts, he did not use his name,
right,
and supporting your team, and then loving your team versus somebody that's betting on a parlay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're all interested in your basketball, whether we love, whether we're Evan Roberts and love the Nets, or we've got a parlay on the game.
I'm reading Kyrie. What's Kai going to do this summer? Does Kai like Dallas? What happened in Brooklyn? What happened in Boston? What happened in Cleveland? Why'd you leave LeBron? Why'd you leave Tatum? Why'd you leave KD?
In some ways, I'm tired of him.
I'm very tired of it.
Do you have a clip there about the cobalt that we heard at the very top of this?
In the update?
In the update. We can find that maybe for later if you can't find that. I need you to search it for it now.
Let me
see. I just want to see what he had to say about cobalt since I'm sure he shot that on his phone.
See now, Marco, I don't think he tagged any of them. Cobalt. I see a bunch of Kyrie clips here. If you want to just sift through them until we find the one you're looking for.
No, let's do that.
I'll tell you what. I'll listen in the break. I'll find you the cobalt one,
I'm okay? just interested in the one with cobalt because this is like becoming a thing now.
Yeah.
There was a guest on Joe Rogan. I think this is getting popular because there was a guest on Joe Rogan of a guy who really dug deep and did a lot of research into these cobalt mines.
Uh-huh. And so where do these cobalt mines exist?
They're in the
another country?
Yeah, oh, definitely another country. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're in the countries where the workers are treated terribly.
Ah.
It's like, we always blame Nike.
Yes. We talked about this recently.
Every sneaker company
has
poor working conditions. And we are, again, we all have phones. We all have iPads. And all those batteries come from cobalt.
Yeah.
We're all hypocrites, CeeLo.
Cobalt is mined in several countries, but the Democratic Republic of the Congo is by far the largest producer.
As demand
rises, mining in other countries, including the U.S., Canada, and Australia, is set to increase.
Yeah.
So it's coming to the U.S.
Right, because, we need electric cars. Okay. Well, guess what? They're on cobalt.
Great.
They don't take Texas tea.
There's a problem with everything, let's be honest. That's just the way it works.
That is the bottom line.
Or someone will find a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're pushing, you got a problem with something, I will find something you're doing in your life that is also causing a problem. You go down a rabbit hole. I tell you, that's why, I get into these, for like the past year, I'm like obsessed with like food ingredients. I'm only consuming that.
Are you? I hadn't noticed.
But then once you start getting into that and you start following people online and YouTube and Instagram, then it's just like that candle you're burning, the fragrances are poisoning your body.
Let me get
rid of the fragrances. Are you using dryer sheets? Dryer sheets send chemicals into your clothing, and then the clothing touches your skin.
This is why I can't live like this. I'm sorry. There's not enough time. I'm admitting that I'm ignorant on a lot of it. And
okay.
That I'm sure there are things that are harmful that I do on a day-to-day basis. But what does life look like if I'm removing all of this stuff?
It looks like love.
Time is a flat circle. We're going to revert to prehistoric man. Is that where we're at?
That's where we're at.
The good news is,
CeeLo, you have Kyrie to worry about all the things for you. And that's what he's here for. I think that's what he's saying. You don't have the time to worry about this. Kyrie plays for 3 hours a night. He has the time. Let him work for you.
Look, I and Jerry.
How am I free if I know my people aren't free in Africa?
Exactly.
How am I free if I'm not, I know my indigenous people are not free in Australia? How am I free if I know kids are still working on the cobalt mines in the Congo, making Teslas?
And your phone that you're using. No one needs to attack
look,
Tesla.
I'm not saying he's wrong about any of this.
Yeah.
And he's clearly very insightful.
Yes.
Very intelligent, very well spoken. I'm good with all that. But like when he plays the victim, then don't be an NBA player who makes millions of dollars. Like it's an entertainment field.
Yeah.
You are a performer and you're not the only one. So like I'm not it's not the hey, just, you know, shut up and dribble thing. But like he acts as if he's off on his own and he's treated differently than everyone else is.
Right.
He gets the reaction and the attention because of all the things that he says. So if you want to be the guy that says all the things, then you got to deal with the smoke. Like, that's the way it goes.
Right. If you're going to go on Twitch and do give us all of this new, brand new Kyrie material, he's got to know the minute he put this out,
exactly.
This was going to be ESPN, sports radio across the country, all the talking head shows where they shout at each other.
It's the way it works. Just like to a much lesser degree. I'm not trying to compare myself, but like when you put up the picture of me in the sweatsuit, I knew that I was going to deal with crap all day long. So I could either complain about it. Oh, woe is me. Blah, blah, or you deal with it. You embrace it. You engage. And, you know, that's part of it.
In fairness, the Boomer and Geo show account put that out. And I don't know who runs that.
Yeah.
We don't know, CeeLo. That is a secret account.
Gave everyone a peek behind the curtain there. Not that hard to figure out, but yeah.
All right, so there it is. Kyrie.
Got your cobalt clip out of the way?
I did. That was nice. Eddie went and grabbed that cobalt
clip. Nicely produced.
Boom. Booyakasha. Did you find that, Eddie, quote, unquote, in the system, or did you go on the internets?
System.
Look at it.
Oh, I know. It's
the
in there.
System.
Well, I mean, I could have, like I said, we could have sifted through them on the air.
Yeah.
He did it off the air and brought it to us. So there you go.
Good job.
Nice, nicely done.
All right. We are off to a fiery start, CeeLo, thanks to Mr. Kyrie Irving. What else do I have here, CeeLo?
I've
got
all kinds of
some
stuff.
Basketball items. I've got an Aaron Rodgers fun item. Yeah. Nothing to do with football. I've got a Jet who is no longer with us. He didn't die. He's just not here.
By the way, y'all embargoed me talking baseball yesterday.
And I didn't embargo.
Yeah, you guys, they're all of you. Spring training, no one cares. And like half the Yankee team is hurt now.
I saw your tweet, yeah.
Ridiculous.
And then I got some other items. And then Boomer and Geo, they will be here at 6 o'clock,
yes,
I'm told.
We're starting at 6.
Starting today. At 6 yes. today. So set your alarm starting at 6 today, Boomer and Geo.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back to the Warm Up Program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. Jerry's with Rutgers. Bruce Springsteen had to cancel a concert last night in Columbus, Ohio.
What do we got? Illness?
Illness. It's been running through the E Street Band. I guess it finally hit Bruce.
How many? I think I asked you this recently. How many members are they rocking nowadays?
They got, I think, 14 people up
there. Wow.
But they've run through the band, but with so many people, they can cover. So when Nils Lofgren had it, Steve Van Zandt took over his guitar parts. When Lil Steven got it, Nils took over his guitar parts. So now my speculation is it's either Bruce Springsteen himself or the drummer. He can't go out there without a drummer, Max Weinberg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Although occasionally when...
they don't have a backup drummer. I mean, I know Max Weinberg is a big deal.
He is. Yeah. And in fact, there's one other person that has drummed in the E Street Band on
On a regular basis.
Max's son.
That's right. Yes. I have seen some clips of that.
And he's like a heavy metal drummer. Like he drums for like Slipknot or something. One of these weird bands.
So now how, like, I don't know. I'm not up on nowadays how the roadies, the tech where they have to drive and trucks and bring all this stuff. How does the band travel? Are they like all on the same bus together? Are they flying? Like,
I think
what are
they're
they
flying
doing?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because you're saying it's going through. Like, I get they're spending time around each other. But...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like how are they really all catching it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
I can't imagine they're all huddled in this tiny little dressing room before these shows.
Here's
you know?
What I do know. Get that worked through the system before April 1st, Madison Square Garden, because I am not going to get postponed. You hear me?
I hear you. That would be unfortunate.
That would be freaking really unfortunate, my man. Let's see. I got a couple Jets-related items here, CeeLo.
Yes.
I was sad to see Braxton Berrios go, wide receiver.
What's the NFL in a nutshell.
What do you mean?
Remember last offseason when they re-upped with him? It was like a big deal.
It was cool.
He deserved the I'm not saying he didn't. He got this amount of years, he's gone.
He's a goner.
He was like an afterthought this season.
I love a Braxton Berrios.
I did too. I'm not knocking the guy. It's just for whatever reason, because of the Garrett Wilson arrival and the lack of consistent quarterback play.
Yeah.
And he was also a special teams contributor, but it just, for whatever reason, the season didn't go as well.
And you know what sucks? Maybe he knew this was coming. We don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, the report I read was they tried to restructure.
Yeah.
And the two sides couldn't come to an agreement. So I don't think it was a out of the blue thing.
I would have been like Aaron Rodgers is coming.
Yeah.
You want that? I would take less money. Let me catch some balls from Aaron Rodgers, then I'll make them pay the following year.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe if he wants to play though and he feels like he's, you know,
like
buried down the list now, down the depth chart a little bit. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Hey, he posted a nice social media post to the New York Jets fans.
Yeah, he's a fan favorite.
Yeah.
Good social media guy. Definitely had the support of the fan base. So
We like anyone who doesn't really look like a football player. Like, he was a smaller guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was like in the...
slot receiver type,
like
right?
Like in the Wes Welker, Julian Edelman type category.
Right, smaller wide receivers.
Right.
We like that.
Yeah.
All right, well, Sue. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Denver June 19th through the 23rd. Get your tickets ready. He's going to be speaking at the Psychedelic Science Conference.
Come on.
You think
that's a real story?
That's a real story. He is booked for the Psychedelic...
The 19th through the 23rd. He's doing 4 days?
4 nights only.
Come on.
Aaron Rodgers. Well, I guess that's when the conference is. Maybe he's only speaking at one of the dates and we haven't narrowed it down yet.
Or he's attending and also speaking.
Right.
Huh.
How about that?
Denver's a good spot for that.
Oh, for the weed, mushroom, psychedelics.
The only time I've ever done anything with weed or marijuana.
You did it in Denver?
Yes. I was at a bachelor party for my buddy. And this was, I don't know, 5 years ago now or so, before everything was legalized here.
Before it was just, now you can just do whatever you want.
Right, or go into these shops. And so, yeah, what do they call the places where you go in and buy the stuff? Not dispenser. Is it dispenser?
Yeah. Medical marijuana
dispensers.
There's
a name. I think there's another name. But anyway, we got some product when we got out there. I was very inexperienced. So some of the other guys were much more experienced. Yeah. And I was like, I'll do one of these gummies, you know?
Yeah, edible.
And they were like, you probably shouldn't have the whole thing, you know, first time. And I was like, it's one gummy. Yeah, it's a big deal.
So small.
I laughed. For no reason, uncontrollably, for 45 minutes to myself.
Do you recall this?
Oh, yeah. And then we went to this whiskey and donuts thing in Denver.
Denver sounds like a great place.
It's tremendous.
Weed gummies, whiskey, and donuts.
So I do. They have the gummy. They have the laughing fit. We go to the event, and now, of course, you know, I'm hungry.
Yeah,
I ate my face off to the point where I was so full I had to leave. There was nowhere to sit at this event. Everything was standing, walking around different tables or whatever. I had to go out into like the hallway where they the stairwell was, and I literally sat down, laid down on the ground for a half hour. And by myself, the guys I was with had no idea where I'd went, where I was.
You're sleeping.
Yeah. I don't know if I was sleeping. I just was there.
Relaxing.
I just could not. I couldn't stand up.
You were enjoying Denver.
Yeah. So that was my one experience.
Now, will they be at this psychedelic science conference, June 19th to the 23rd? Will he be introduced as New York Jet quarterback Aaron Rodgers? CeeLo, your prediction.
Sure seems that way. Yes.
That's a yes.
I mean, Diana Russini's been on the ball with this stuff.
She has.
So, I mean, I know it's not done yet.
How does she know all this stuff?
Sources. Sources.
So I would hate to be a reporter.
She must have buddied up with somebody over there in Florham Park, if I had to guess.
I don't think
it's from Rogers' side.
I'd hate to be, like, have sources.
Would you? Why?
Yeah, because that seems hard to, like, maintain your sources. To make sure they're giving you your stuff. Like, I don't know even how you get sources.
You build relationships.
How do we do that in
quid
an internet
pro
world?
Quo, Al.
A quid pro. You rub my back, I'll rub yours.
That's right. That's
Unless
usually how
Deshaun
it gets
Watson.
Done. Unless you...
God. Yeah, but here's my question. What is it for the source? Like, what does the source get out of it
other than to see their news?
I've
always wondered that. It depends on who the source is. You know, with a lot of times it's the agents, and then, you know, they want positive coverage on their clients.
Okay.
Or, hey, when we sign this deal, I'm going to come to me, I'll give you the information, and we're going to highlight all the positive stuff.
Oh.
You know, like, oh, look, my client all this money. Hey, Braxton Berrios got this big deal, and then in reality it was a 1-year contract and now he's gone.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
I see. So it's like a public relations.
Yeah.
I do love the word quid pro quo.
Yeah, you have to say it slow or else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or else you end up sounding like me trying to say Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
You know what's amazing? I said it, I had to record some updates before yesterday's show. And I had no problem with it. And then all of a sudden I came in here and now I couldn't say the country.
That's what happens to me.
Nicaragua. You got to slow it down.
Yeah, when you start to go too fast.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo, I always see whenever in all of the companies that we've worked for, we always take sexual harassment training.
It
goes around.
It's always in there.
It's always in there.
Yeah.
Quid pro quo.
I only think of one thing every time I hear quid pro quo.
Which is what?
Take a guess.
No, I have no
idea. Pop culture related.
I don't know. I don't know it.
Silence of the Lambs.
See, I don't even remember that.
Nah, well.
Quid
Hannibal Lecter.
Pro quo.
Yeah.
What's your take on this one? You know Scott Zolak. He's the a former Patriot player and is on their radio team. He's terrific.
Yes, wears sunglasses all the time.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Tom Brady to Miami is 100% in play.
Yeah.
He said, I am not saying this. A very reliable Tom Brady source told me this.
Doesn't shock me.
And he says what you told me the other day. Don't get locked in on that kitten tweet he put out saying that he can't come back because he got himself a new kitten.
Yeah. I have no reason to doubt this. We already heard it from the Rich Eisen show coming out of the combine. So clearly something's going around.
Quid pro quo.
Something's brewing now. And the Dolphins thing has happened in the past. That's how they got nailed for the tampering, penalties.
Okay.
So something's up with that. Even before he went to Tampa, we later found out that was a thing. Possibly going to Miami, staking ownership. So there's something going on there. But like, I've been a Tom Brady guy. I know people are sick of him. They've had enough. Like, you take a major hit here. I'm sorry.
Yes, agreed.
Because you put out the video on the beach, very solemn, you know, that's it. I'm really done.
Yeah, I did this already last year.
Like, come on, man. I'm sorry. I can't take you seriously then.
Well, this is going to be a wild AFC East if that's the case. Tom Brady in Miami, Aaron Rodgers at the Jets, Josh Allen in Buffalo, whoever is quarterbacking the Patriots this year.
I would think it's going to be Mac Jones.
Who's the other fellow they got?
Bailey Zappi.
Yeah, I like him.
Zeppeli.
I like Bailey Zappi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. all of a sudden Patriots have the worst quarterback in
the
AFC
East. That coaching situation with their offense last year with Patricia and Judge and whatever, Belichick, I mean, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a mess.
All of a sudden, I know, you know, Boomer got in trouble for his, you know, his douchey, or not in trouble, but he got attention for his Mac Jones douchey comments or douchiness.
No, he says he's got like a douche face.
Well, yeah, but there was a lot of like outward anger and emotion that was coming out of Mac Jones all of a sudden this past season.
Yeah.
And a lot of his teammates or guys that have played with him have gone to bat for him this offseason.
Yeah, he's resting douche face is what Boomer said, I believe.
Is that what he said?
I think so.
All right.
Like resting douche face.
Yeah.
That happens.
I guess.
All right.
All right.
Let's take a break here, CeeLo, when we return. A couple basketball notes. I got a couple more NFL notes, and I've got.
When do we get to your hockey notes, Al?
Unfortunately, I don't see any hockey notes on here.
Okay.
I leave those to Boomer, the hockey notes.
I know.
I feel like he's got that, and I don't want to steal his thunder, CeeLo, and do some of those hockey notes.
How about a 10-4 game last night in the NHL?
Is that right?
Yeah. 10-4.
I would love to be. See, that's a game I would like to go to.
Sure.
What team scored 10 goals?
The problem is the home team had the 4 and the visitors had the 10. Dallas beat Buffalo 10-4.
Wow.
By the way, the Rangers' next game is against Buffalo, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
What's the most goals scored by one team in an NHL game? Let's Google that.
I have no idea. I can Google that for you during the break.
I'm going to give you an over-under. You're going to tell me whether... I'm going to give you an over-under of the number of goals, most goals scored.
Highest in a single game in NHL
history.
And we're talking regular season / playoffs, obviously.
Correct.
Not an exhibition
and
game.
And since the NHL was the NHL, so going back to whenever that was.
Yes.
The aughts.
Many years ago. Yeah.
Or do I want to just go back to the 1980s?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give you an over-under of 13.5 goals.
I'll take the over.
Over.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident.
What if I gave...
I just told you they got 10 last night.
Right. It wasn't even... I didn't even see it.
Right.
I'm going to go 18.
Wow. In my head, I was thinking 17.
All right. Yeah, I would say high teens.
Like the 18 Canadians against, you know...
I don't want to count that.
That counted.
Here's what counts.
Modern
face era. Mask era when goalies had helmet era. What if we started with the helmet era? You gotta be able to wear a helmet.
You're wiping out a lot of years there, Al.
All right, and then I understand Boomer and Gio are in the building, and they'll be here at 6 o'clock. Welcome back to the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. I'm with CeeLo today. Jerry is with Rutgers basketball. They won last night. Yesterday afternoon.
Yes. Noon tip yesterday. They beat Michigan. Today they play noon against Purdue, who they already beat earlier this season.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're coming for you, Purdue.
Yep.
Purdue chickadee.
We got the answer to the hockey trivia question.
What was the trivia question?
You set the over-under. You forgot already?
So yesterday, or last night, there was a game where a team in the NHL scored 10 goals.
Dallas beat Buffalo 10-4.
And I said to CeeLo, what's the most goals one team has ever scored in an NHL game?
That's correct.
And you've got the answer.
And Eddie, just remind everyone, your guess was, what did you say?
18.
No, but the...
The 1918 Canadians against an orphanage.
Right, pretty much.
Come on.
All right. He's not far off.
I'm not counting that.
He's not far off. You ready? March 3rd, 1920, the Montreal Canadiens at the Quebec Bulldogs won 16-3.
So the most goals ever is 16?
16, and that's the only 16-goal game according to this list I'm looking at.
This should be a bigger deal than what happened last night.
Well, but no, because... As I scroll down, there's like 30 entries on this page, and there's a number of 12s, 13s, 14s, 15s. So the 10 was, you know, big number, double digits, but not enough to even sniff this list.
Okay.
Now, I will say on this list, there's only one game that took place after the year 2000.
So within the last 23 years, CeeLo, if I'm doing the math correctly, or 22, 23 years, only one team has scored 10 goals or more?
No, again, this list doesn't go beyond 12. So maybe
12.
There has been. I'm just saying, as far as the most ever, most of these games are long ago.
All right.
She had one game in 2003 where the Capitals put up a 12 spot on the Florida Panthers.
Way too long ago.
Yes. Now, moving right along.
I see the Mets' Kodai Senga. This was interesting. He's blowing up balloons as part of a breathing exercise to stay healthy.
Okay. So working on his
I guess his lung capacity?
Yeah.
He says, like, when he's in the car... anytime he has downtime,
blowing up balloons.
He's blowing up a balloon and letting the air out, and then blowing it up again.
That's why I like
gigantic balloons.
Yeah, he's blowing up gigantic balloons.
That's why I like these guys that come over from Japan or, you know, the Far East, because they usually have some different, unusual tactics that I'm sure are commonplace over there. And
yeah.
We're just like, what is this all about?
Big balloon fest.
Big balloon. He's at a big balloon fest wherever
that?
He is.
That was G doing me.
Okay. Gio doing an impression
of
Eddie.
I'm going to get that one more time.
Big balloon fest.
Big balloon fest.
Nice.
Yeah. So if you see a man blowing up balloons and he's in a Met uniform, it may not just be Kodai Senga. It may be somebody else who went, you know what? I'm going to try this.
Right. Like Kodai Senga turns, you know, Scherzer and Verlander onto the balloon.
Beautiful balloons.
Imagine like they have these like dominant years. Like the Mets have three pitchers with 20 wins and they're like, it's the balloons. It's the blowing up of the balloons, the expanding of our lungs that has done it.
I like this Kodai Senga. Not just this. I mean, we'll see how he pitches. But since his introductory press conference, he's got some personality. I know he understands and sometimes will answer quickly in English. So, like, he's got the translator, but he's clearly up on what's being asked.
Oh, is that right?
He follows along with the questions very well.
Okay.
Not that that's the only, you know, criteria for me liking him, but sometimes these guys come over, they're a little timid, you know, they don't, and I understand that. I can't imagine if he dropped me in the middle of Japan right now, I would be screwed. I'd have no chance of, you know, being able to function. But this guy, he's into it. I like it.
Yeah, Japan is a country. I'm not interested in visiting a lot of countries. I would be interested in going to Japan.
Oh, I would too. I'm just saying, like, hey, you're going to go to Japan.
I have no clue.
And you're going to work there and, you know, okay, see how it works out for you.
I feel like if I went to a foreign country like Japan, I would need to go with somebody. Like
Translator.
I would need to meet someone there that was going to be with me the entire time.
Your chaperone.
Yeah.
Look out for you.
From the moment I step out of the hotel room to the moment I step back in, right. I need somebody to make
You'd
sure
be
I'm...
like Tom Selleck in Mr. Baseball.
I've not seen that one, but... It's not good.
Barely like a B-level movie, probably more like a C+.
Yeah.
I'm curious you know, loved what it year over that was made now.
Bobby Valentine, when he came in to be interviewed on Boomer and Geo, he was talking to Eddie and I about his time in Japan. He loved
huge balloons.
Huge balloons.
Thank you, Eddie.
So, listen, if you're looking to expand your lung capacity, maybe you look into this Kodai Senga blowing up balloons.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does.
If you ever had to, you know, do that,
yeah.
I know you wouldn't have, but if you have kids and you got a birthday party and the wife says, hey, I need you to blow up the balloons, it's not a walk in the park.
Let me call Kodai Senga and the rest of the Mets, whoever is into this balloon blowing
Can
up.
Can I thing. Hire you guys to come get the balloons ready for me?
Let me ask you this, Cee, though. Are you interested in a documentary called Reggie, about Reggie Jackson?
Sure.
Amazon has released a trailer for it. And in it, I love this, what Reggie Jackson says in the trailer. He says, I wasn't liked because I'm the truth, and the truth is painful. That is cool.
Sounds very Reggie-like.
He's a little out there.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yeah. Now, I've seen a number of things involving him, like the Bronx is Burning documentary they did. I recently watched the one, I think it was a 30 for 30, maybe not, on the Yankees-Dodgers rivalry, which he was featured in.
Yeah, it was not a 30 for 30.
Not just as far as, it wasn't who did
no,
it?
No, I don't know. But
okay. Not just as far as the highlights of that time, but like a lot of the clips of him dealing with the media at the time, him speaking on it now in the present, looking back. So like I'm pretty familiar with him and sort of his view on things, but I would definitely check it out.
Yeah. We had him on a number of times in the Boomer and Carton era.
Mm-hmm.
And he was always an interesting fella.
Yeah.
Prior to even coming on the air, like
he's
in the hallways.
The straw that stirs the drink.
It's Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
The Reggie bar. That was a candy bar,
yes.
CeeLo.
Yes, I'm aware.
That was like the first athlete candy bar I even remember.
How many athlete candy bars have there been?
I think locally in markets, they have local celebrity. I think Boomer had a candy bar.
Seems like it was the Boomer thing bar. Before like sports drinks came out.
Yes. We'll just wrap up this. But the Reggie bar was something I think different than, like, I don't think they just grabbed like a Hershey bar and called
or
it a Reggie
his
bar.
Face on there, his name.
Yeah. It was like an actual thing.
Mm-hmm. Do we know? Do you remember what was in it?
I don't.
Obviously, it would not be approved by you.
I think
it was kind of like one of those turtle candies.
Yeah.
You know, it had peanuts, chocolate, caramel.
And nougat.
I don't think nougat.
Oh, it had nougat. Eddie, nougat holds it all together.
Let's see.
And caramel
what
can hold
was
it all together.
In the Reggie bar? I think it was Google's getting a workout this
I think
morning.
It was a chocolate peanuts, chocolate peanuts caramel, I think.
Eddie's on a roll this morning. He almost nailed the Canadians thing from 100 years ago. It was a round milk chocolate covered bar with peanuts and a caramel center.
There you go.
No nougat. You're right, Eddie. They didn't need the nougat to hold it together.
I like a good nougat bar.
Me too.
I'm a nougat guy.
I love the...
You don't... What do you mean, me too?
I know,
too?
I don't. I like it. I just don't eat them anymore.
Yeah, well, it doesn't count.
I love the evolution of how there's, like...
Chocolate nougat ball.
Like, the Three Musketeer is just nougat with chocolate.
Okay.
Okay. Then you step it up. Milky Way is the nougat and chocolate. Now they add a layer of...
Nougat. 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 Nougat.
Now they add a layer of caramel, right? Next level, Snickers, the nougat base, the caramel, and the peanuts.
Yes. I'm a fan of the Reese's Fast Break Bar, which has the peanut butter with the nougat as well.
Nougat.
Nougat.
Boomer loves nougat.
Clearly.
Nougat.
I mean, Eddie nougat. Pulled those up right
nougat.
Away.
Nougat. Chocolate nougat ball.
He loves a good chocolate nougat ball.
Clearly.
But that's Boomer. He's old school candy. But yet, it's the same price, whether you get the Three Musketeers or the Milky Way.
Snickers.
Or the Snickers.
Right.
Even though you're getting extra ingredients in the other ones. They don't charge you. They don't upcharge you.
Extra, you're getting more quantity of ingredients, but...
You're saying the same ounces.
Pretty much, right?
Probably.
You're just getting more nougat in the Three Musketeers.
They're skimming a little nougat off the top to make room for the caramel.
Exactly.
I'm going to test this theory.
Look at caramel, Milky
caramel.
Way, your pronunciations are interesting.
Here's our line of chocolate dildos.
Those never took off. Those never took off. There was not a market for it,
that's
after
true.
All.
I mean...
Jerry always has business ideas. That one did not work.
Why? How could it?
I don't know.
The
he
melting
tried.
Factor, no?
He tried.
All right.
Take a quick break. We've got a Odyssey Sports...
95% chance.
Ooh,
yeah.
An Odyssey Sports Minute from Amy Lawrence.
Yes.
This Kyrie's at it again.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
CeeLo, I saw by your desk this morning when I came in, you have a scooter. Took a scooter to work today?
I really have it when I need to get from the other job, like to the train with a tight time frame.
Yeah.
This morning I had to park far enough away that I said, let me hop on the scooter.
So you whiz through the streets of New York in a scooter.
Correct.
You got a helmet?
I don't.
Ooh.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.